Hey, this is Tom Jetmore, and I will be reading from Paul Beattie's The White Boy's Shuffle, pages 222 to 226. I reeled for a moment, then meticulously wrapped the speckled red and white handkerchief around the severed finger, exactly as I'd seen Robert Mitchum do in some American Yakuza movie. Staring at the space where my finger used to be, I held my hand high above my head. The blood ran down my arms, and what didn't pool in my armpit puddled next to my sneakers. I lowered my head, then exited stage left, the soles of my blood-soaked shoes sticking to the floorboards as if I were walking in yesterday's spilled soda. That night cemented my status as savior of the blacks. The distraught minions interpreted my masochistic act as sincerity, the media as lunacy. The more I tried to deny my ascendancy, the more beloved I became. Spiteful black folk and like-minded others from across the nation continued to immigrate to Hillside, seeking mass martyrdom. They refurbished the abandoned houses and erect tent cities on the vacant lots, transforming the neighborhood into a hospice. The government's reluctant confirmation of the existence of Svelte Guy spurred a massive letter-writing campaign asking the government not to waste the uranium and to test the antiquated A-bomb by dropping it on those ungrateful, passive-aggressive L.A. niggers. Ignoring the Japanese claim of dibs to the bomb as a keepsake of war, Congress passed a motion to quell our insurrection by issuing an ultimatum. Rejoin the rest of America, or celebrate Kwanzaa in hell. The response was to paint white, concentric circles on the roofs of the neighborhood, so that from the air Hillside looks like one big target, with La Cienega, Motor Lodge, and Laundromat as the 50-point bullseye. It's been a lovely 500 years, but it's time to go. We're abandoning this sinking ship, America, lightening its load by tossing our histories overboard, jettisoning the present and dry docking our future. Black America has relinquished its need in a world where the expectations are illusions, has refused to develop ideals and mores in a society that applies principles without principle. Past movements in the black struggle seem to have had the staying power of an asthmatic marathoner with no sense of direction. So I suppose as movements go, this one is better than most. No more pleading for a promised 40 acres and a mule, only to have some hayseed Dixiecrat respond, "These people wouldn't know a switchback from a switchblade." No futile attempts at organization, no helpful staple and label parties. No one asks for donations, you never hear words and phrases such as grassroots, mobilized, subcommittee. Who has the phone tree and cointel pro banding about with counterinsurgent smugness? Best of all, in my humble opinion, I'm not the type of leader to promote self-help and self-love with put-downs and vituperation. You'll never hear me say Scientology is a gutter religion. I didn't satiate our sweet-tooth cravings for respect and vengeance like a Sunday school teacher rewarding good behavior with Uncle Tom white chocolate, sneaky Hebrew butterscotch, and empowerment peppermints. Who can take a rainbow, drop it in a sigh, soak it in the sun, and make a groovy lemon pie? The candy man can. Mostly I stay at home, suite 206, the La Cienega Motor Lodge and Laundromat, bathing Naomi while Yoshiko and my mother watch the Toichi movies, the blind swordsman plowing through his unlucky foes with a wheat thresher. Sometimes Psycho Loco comes to visit wearing his silver radiation suit just in case the feds decide to annihilate us ahead of schedule. I dip Naomi in the jacuzzi and rub baby oil into the creases in her arms. My best friend and I talk, death row prisoner to visitor. You know, Gunner, with all the suicidal madness, you taking the easy way out. Why don't you fight back, go out like a hero? Dirt on your face, guns blazing. Psycho Loco, everyone who's ever challenged you, what have you done to him? I waxed that ass. So it's useless for an enemy to challenge you, right? Si, claro. Might as well kill myself, right? Why give you the satisfaction? The trippy part is that when you really think about it, me and America aren't even enemies. I'm the horse pulling the stagecoach, the donkey in the levee who stumbled in the mud and come up lame. You may love me, but I'm tired of thrashing around in the muck and not getting anywhere, so put a nigger out of his misery. I pull the suds high on Naomi's head like a wobbly Ku Klux Klan hood and tell her the Kaufman story. I begin with the inn, Rolf Kaufman, her grandfather, my dad, who died last week. The only officer in the history of the Los Angeles Police Department to commit suicide by eating his gun, choking on the firing pin, and leaving the following poem in his locker. Like the good Reverend King, I too have a dream. But when I wake up, I forget it and remember I'm running late for work.